You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey.
Got to talk about someone getting angry about Wi-Fi. We've had some Wi-Fi troubles here at the studio.
Oh, is this story about me?
No, but it could be. Very, very possibly could be. This guy apparently lost his edge, lost his nerve. But a guy named Timothy Record pleaded not guilty, apparently, to murder after he allegedly stabbed his older brother over an argument about slowing down Wi-Fi. It's a thing. People get angry about it.
Right.
This week, was he
gaming too much?
Apparently, the 20-year-old is accused of fatally stabbing his older brother after they got into a fight over whose electronics were slowing down the Wi-Fi.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is the nerdiest murder ever.
Yeah. It's horrible,
I'm trying to watch
though.
Game of Thrones.
Okay.
I'm trying to play World of Warcraft. Timothy Record allegedly stabbed his brother, 23-year-old Nathan Record, Tuesday night after they began arguing over the number of digital devices slowing down the internet in their Massachusetts home. So at his arraignment in district court on Wednesday, Timothy Record pleaded not guilty. During the argument, police say Nathan Record repeatedly punched and kicked his little brother in the face and in the head. Timothy Record then ran downstairs to the kitchen, grabbed knives, and confronted his brother before allegedly stabbing him in the chest. Mm. Wow, that escalated quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
Their mother, that's right, they're living with their mom, called 911 at 7:30. Police arrived. They found Nathan Record alive and bleeding at the top of the staircase. The 23-year-old was taken to the hospital where he died of his injuries. The brother had a history of violence. Blake Rubin, who was representing Timothy Record, said the 20-year-old is upset both at his brother's death and the situation in which he finds himself in. Of course he is. So apparently this is
like a
you're wondering
episode of Black Mirror.
It really is. You're wondering what game got him on the edge.
I am actually wondering.
You got a guess of what game angry, violent?
I'm going to say either Gears of War or Halo.
Close. Call of Duty. He competitively played Call of Duty, popular shoot-em-up game, and spent a lot of time online with his friends. And so he played,
Why did he go with a knife? Then I hate it when people run around knifing people.
Well, that was the thing.
Maybe such a noob move.
Jeez. He must be noob to the murder scene or something.
I mean, if you're gonna take your brother down, headshot.
He said, quote, "We play together online, and I was talking to him the day it happened." One of the guys that...
his friend?
Yeah, it was one of his friends that was playing online with him. He said, they argued in the past, and it was very extreme, but I never thought it would come to this. I say this, I have an older brother, but we don't get in like arguments like that.
Right.
And plus, have you seen it? I can beat him up.
Yeah, you broke his knee one time. You didn't stab him, but you've broken him.
I just shake him.
Physically.
I did it with laughing the entire time.
There's developed pictures on.
I know.
This was so long ago where you had to take
actual photo.
Photos.
We took photos. You were there.
Oh, no, it's on a digital camera.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, it's somewhere on MySpace.
Yes.
I swear to God.
I know.
This is on my old MySpace.
He actually had to have surgery.
Yeah.
I broke his knee.
So, and you guys weren't even arguing.
No, he was just playing around.
I think you guys were kind of mad at each other for something.
No, I don't think we were mad.
There was some
He was
talking.
But I think he was just trying to, he was doing the big brother
thing.
He
was trying to wrestle you.
And then he realized that I was bigger than him. That was the tie.
And then you broke his knee.
I was always smaller than him.
You weren't a kid. You were like 23
years old. I know, but
old.
I was always smaller than him. And then that was like the, he's like, oh no, my little brother's bigger than me. And we never brought knives into it.
No.
I have stabbed my...
No, you just broke his bones.
I have stabbed my brother before.
With what?
Not my older brother. My younger...
Zach?
My stepbrother, Kyle.
Kyle. What'd you stab him with?
With a pocket knife.
You also got him fired from the country club. So he really got the raw end of the...
Allegedly. I didn't do that.
That's the reason they gave him...
Allegedly. No, but I did stab him once.
With a pocket knife?
With a pocket knife. Not on purpose. Okay.
What do you mean not on purpose? So, did you pull the blade out and point it toward his body?
So this is what I did.
I think any jury in the land would convict you of that.
Tell me if I'm guilty here.
Okay.
I put the knife on the end of my belt It had like a, you know, like a loop on it. My pocket knife did.
Okay.
And so I looped it onto the belt. Then I swung that belt around my head like a helicopter.
So you made a weapon.
Yeah.
Not only are you guilty, but it's premeditated.
No.
You manufactured a weapon.
Follow me. So I'm swinging around the room like that, right? And I'm like, well, this needs to be longer. So I got another belt.
It's not reaching him.
So I got another belt.
Right, okay.
And then my brother walks in the room. He wasn't there at first.
Oh, okay. Why were you doing this by yourself?
I'm a weirdo. I don't know. I had the pocket knife, and I thought it was cool.
How old are you again?
I was probably like 9.
Old enough to be stupid.
9.
Who gave you a knife?
I think my grandpa did.
Okay. Well, that was a bad choice.
Trust me, I lost it that day. So I was...
In your brother?
Yeah, no, they didn't give me it back after they got it out of my brother. So
it's still in there.
I was spinning it around like a helicopter.
Yeah.
He walked in the room and I said, hey.
North Carolina, race up.
Don't come in here. Don't come in here. And he's like...
How old was he? 7?
He's the same age. He's about 8 or 9.
8 or 9? Okay.
And he started, you know, slowly going around the room, ducking the knife, right? And as I'm laughing and spinning around, and then he gets halfway under the bed.
And almost made it.
And
is like American Gladiator.
Right. And I sent the knife. I'm like throwing the, you know, the belts looping around my head.
Yeah.
And I just kind of, you know,
flicked it down toward him.
No, I slowed it down
to where it would fall toward him.
And it just, I mean, hot knife and butter, just right into his leg.
Oh,
stabbed. No! Oh, and I mean, I ran and
screamed.
I ran into my mother and said, I stabbed Kyle. I stabbed my brother.
What'd your mom say?
She freaked out, of course.
Yeah.
And then she went, you know, and then of course
she's a nurse though. Thank God.
She is a nurse. And my stepbrother was acting like he was dying. You know, like he was dying. My mom had to come out and pull out the knife and take
him
to the.
Does he ever bring it up?
He doesn't bring it up very often.
Okay, I'm going
to
tell you.
We should bring it up to him though.
You're guilty of being a moron.
Yeah, that's it.
9.
No, that'd be a moron. But yeah. I wouldn't say premeditated stabbings.
You made a weapon.
I didn't like get angry at him. It was no mad.
Yeah, but there's no, what they call it.
And I paid for my crimes. I mean, I cried way more than he did.
It was fake.
I was traumatized.
You
I stabbed my brother.
Grounded.
I had that like 1,000-yard stare.
There was no malice involved. I understand that.
I had that stare.
It was a good-hearted stabbing.
My brother forgave. In the leg. My brother forgave me right there, though.
What? Why did he walk in the room?
That's what I told him. But then I, you know, why'd you have to walk in the room?
Would you walk in the room for you, big dummy? So,
he still has a scar. I know that.
You think,
he showed me years back, but
you think if it wasn't for Kyle, you would have stabbed yourself with that damn thing?
Probably.
Yeah. That thing would have been sticking in the side of your temple.
Right. Doctor says can't take it out. Yeah.
This radio show would be real different if that had happened. Hey, old buddy, I'm playing 149X. Coming up today on the show.
Oh, well, you know, things work out the way they should, I guess. Oh, man, that is... Sorry, that dug up some memories there. I need to call my brother and tell him sorry again.
I think he just did.
I might do that again.
I think he listens.
All right. He's up in Missouri, so may have to put this on podcast just to apologize to him.
There.
You're listening to the Daily 3B Podcast with Brandon and Bailey. Download the latest podcast on iTunes and follow us on Facebook at 3B Radio.